Floodwaters and storm surge during Hurricane Florence in September caused significant amounts of debris and pollution to wash into coastal waterways. Now, more than 4 months after the storm, much of the trash is littering the shorelines of eastern North Carolina's waterways. PRE's Jared Brumbaugh was at a marine debris cleanup event at Atlantic Beach this past weekend and has this.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much for coming.
About 70 people bundled up for the cold gathered at the trailhead of Hoop Pole Creek, a 31-acre nature preserve located across the road from the town's park. Coastal Education Coordinator with the North Carolina Coastal Federation, Rachel Lisesi, doled out tasks for the day.
We're going to need a lot of people out in the marsh at the very end of the trail. We think from Hurricane Florence, there's probably a lot of larger woody debris that's piled up back there. So if a group wants to...
Right after the storm, volunteers helped remove downed trees and limbs so the trail could reopen. But trash remained scattered among the marsh and along the trails. This is the first cleanup project at Hoop Pole Creek since Hurricane Florence.
A bunch of plastic, marine debris, and beer cans and wine bottles.
What's that?
I got some gulp baits that look like they're recyclable, so maybe we can catch some fish with them. Recycle everything, right?
On the south side of Atlantic Beach, Moorhead City resident Ryan Davenport and his daughter Isla were in a cluster of live oak trees beyond the salt marsh, about 100 yards from the water's edge.
The surge came to this higher spot and deposited all the trash that was floating on the storm surge. And inside of that natural debris is just littered with huge concentrations of plastic, glass, wood, pieces of docks.
Yeah, there's a tennis ball, styrofoam.
Tennis balls, some of the most random stuff you've ever seen.
Wow, a lot of tennis balls. Look, there's one, two, three. I guess that's from like a dog park.
Either that or the Coral Bay Club has tennis courts.
Oh.
So there's probably some tennis balls that flew over the fence.
Okay.
Either, what'd you find?
Davenport, who grows oysters in Hoop Pole Creek, estimates he lost about 40,000 oysters because of the hurricane. He planted a new batch in the fall and hopes to harvest them this summer.
I want to keep the area clean for the park itself and also for the water body and the oysters growing in it.
Hoop Pole Creek was zoned for development until the North Carolina Coastal Federation purchased the land in the mid-1990s. The nature preserve, which borders roads, residential areas, and businesses, protects salt marsh and maritime forest habitats in Atlantic Beach. Coastal scientist Lexia Weaver says reducing marine debris in natural areas is important for a number of environmental and ecological reasons.
The debris can get entangled in animals, and they can get ingested by animals as well. But this particular area is really important because it is about 30 acres, and it really is one of the remaining areas that are natural in Bug Banks.
Further up the trail, a handful of members with the volunteer group Parrothead Club in Emerald Isle were separating styrofoam, cigarette butts, food containers, and plastic bags from items that could be recycled. Jesse Holland held a life jacket she found that she plans on reusing.
We're raising kids here, and it's important to us to, you know, conserve what we can for them and their future down here. And we always bring them with us, and they love to participate as well.
During Saturday's cleanup event, volunteers collected 25 contractor bags full of trash and about 1,500 pounds of woody debris, like pieces of dock and construction material. That's nearly a 30% increase in the amount of trash removed during last year's cleanup. In addition to the event in Atlantic Beach, the Coastal Federation held shoreline cleanups at Morris Landing in Onslow County and in Rodanthe in Dare County last Saturday. Altogether, more than 5,000 pounds of marine debris was collected. Some of the more unusual items found include a toilet, car parts, beach chairs, coolers, and an entire refrigerator with unopened beverages inside. Coastal scientist Lexia Weaver says the Federation will now turn their attention to a large-scale project that focuses on removing vessels that broke loose during Hurricane Florence and large pieces of debris that washed up on North Carolina shorelines.
So, unfortunately, we had a lot of docks that didn't do so well during the storm. So all of that pressure-treated wood, there is a lot of it in our waterways, and we were fortunate to receive some funding from the state to help clean that up. So we'll be working with some fishermen, we'll be working with some volunteers to pick that up so that it doesn't get washed away in the next storm.
The marine debris cleanup at Atlantic Beach isn't quite finished. The Coastal Federation plans to return to the Hoopole Creek Nature Preserve this spring to collect large areas of trash near the end of the trail. For PRE, I'm Jared Brumbaugh.